that is something I took with me again when I went back into general nursing as a ward sister, because doctors would say, only a miracle can save him now. Goodbye. You know, they'd go out and they'd, wiping the eyes of the wife, they'd say, sister, do you believe in miracles? And I always say to them, have you seen a baby born? So, yes, we don't wipe out miracles, although I knew, probably, what the doctor had just been saying. But then we did see miracles. I mean, they did go home, even if they came back again later. And that was, again, another joy of working with them in the East End, because how often the patients have been brought back and the sister, oh, sister, thank God you're still here, you know? And say, oh, hello then, especially the chronic patients. So you come back to see us again? Okay. And also, we became part of the family. In the East End, especially with the Jewish patients, we became part of the family. I mean, I walked down Hoxton, which was behind the hospital. There's a funny story there. And I wouldn't be in uniform because we weren't allowed out of the doors in our uniform. And I said, hi, sister. And that's our sister, you know. I love the people of the East End. In fact, my friend and I, and she was a midwife much, much longer than I was, but then she went back into general. She and I belonged to the Christian Association of Jews and Christians. So we used to meet with them and they would meet with us. And also every year we would, at the synagogue in their rooms, we would have dinner. One year it was Christians, one year it was Jews. I mean, they took us to the synagogue to see a wedding and all those sort of things. And we were good friends. And Elizabeth, as matron of the Mildmay Mission Hospital as well, and also of a couple of the other hospitals there, like the London Jewish and the other old one, St Matthew's, the old workhouse there. She was on committees and she met with so many of the Jewish people who were in hospital administration. I can remember, for example, a patient I had in, and I won't tell you his details, but he had to come in several times and he had two sons and I watched them, you know. And I knew in those days, visiting was 7:30 in the evening. And you had a screen across the door until they came. And I knew, and we all knew, that as soon as we got that screen, the first two into the ward would be his boys. It was a joke, you know. There was no question, can I, sister? They went straight into the arms of their dad. Oh, it was a wonderful relationship.